Okay. Well, I've got my coffee. I've got your questions. So I guess it's time for the November AMA. So the first one is one that I've been asked more times than I could even count. The answer is in so many places, but I'll go ahead and answer it again. What got you into voice acting? So I spent a lot of time on the interwebs before this. And a lot of that was in chat rooms or places you could quote unquote sex play type things. I did a lot of that before this. So I was in a game and someone asked me to, after they heard my voice, asked me to record a JOI, which I had no idea what a JOI was. They found me a script, I recorded it. It got passed around through a few guys, and one of them said I should post it on Reddit. And I was like, okay, I don't even use Reddit. What do I do? And went to GWA and thought, holy fucking tags. But so I posted it on Reddit, and the rest is history from there. If you want to listen to the first one, it's called, I think it's called My Hands. And I did a second one like 2 years later to continue that one. But that was my first audio. Yeah. Okay. Question number two. Where did the J Wild name come from? Again, one I've answered before, but I'll go ahead and answer it again. Coffee. Okay. The J Wild name came from J is actually a real life nickname. A lot of people in my family and a lot of close friends call me J. Wild came from a double meaning of, you know, being wild, but also from Oscar Wilde, with the importance of being earnest because I'm almost always bluntly honest. So there's the name. Did you know from the start that you were going to not kink shame and record just about any and all taboo stuff, or was it something you grow into? Well, I don't record any and all taboo stuff. I did, when I first started out, I did a lot of things that other people wouldn't do. Like I have a castration audio. I'm sure everybody just went oof at that point. I've done necrophilia, I've done cannibalism, you know, I've done a lot of more taboo things that people weren't doing at the time because GWA was so anti those kinks, which is why I created Dark Side Playground. So that people would have a place to place those things, and then they got attacked for age audios, kind of like GWA got attacked for snuff audios, and yeah, Reddit's just a dumpster fire. Anyway, but yes, I have never kink shamed anyone, so I knew that I wasn't going to kink shame. That's a big thing for me. I don't think that really shaming in general is just not good. People have different interests, they have different likes. It's like being mad at somebody because they don't like pineapple on pizza or because they do like pineapple on pizza. That's just their taste buds. Like, don't shame it. It's okay. Whichever one you like is fine. There's no reason to fight about it on the internet. So, yeah, not something I grew into, something I've grown into, I guess, in my life and my experiences. Number four is a very easy question. I'm gonna keep drinking coffee till this is gone, so hopefully it doesn't drive you nuts. Have you ever done an audio based on a real life personal event? Nope, I haven't. Are there any genres you haven't explored yet or things you just want to try for the sake of it? Not really, no. I've done, geez, over 700 public audios and even more private audios. I've explored a lot of stuff, so there isn't really anything out there that I'm like, oh, I haven't touched on that. Like, I can't think of anything that I'd want to do that I haven't touched on. Let's see. What's something you now know in the voice acting arena that you wish you knew when you first started? Oh, so much. I wish I knew that sound effects were easier edited in later, that you didn't always have to try to make them. When I first started, that's what I did. I wish that I knew about noise reduction and editing, pop filters, things like this, like how to make a room a little more recording friendly. in general, just quality stuff. But yeah, that's really what I wish I knew. I also wish that I knew not to get involved in all the drama of backstage and everything else that has to do with all the divas of GWA. And I wish that I knew that Reddit was a dumpster fire. Although I probably still would have posted there because it's a free advertising platform. But number 7. Of the serial audios you do, which one of them gets you the most aroused while in character? Honestly, I don't think there is one. Most of the serial audios that I do are done for Patreon. And there's a lot of space between each one of them. I don't do a bunch in a row. So I generally am aroused while recording whatever I'm recording, because that's part of what comes across, I think, in my voice. So I don't think there's one in particular that I'm like, oh, I can't wait to do more of that. So not really. Sorry, that's probably not the answer you were looking for. 8. Do you prefer doing audios for men or women? And will you do more audios for women in the future? I've done a lot of audios for women. I don't think I'll ever stop doing audios for both. And honestly, I don't prefer one or the other, really. It just depends on the subject matter. So, but yeah, I could do audios for all a lot of the times if I can get around the whole how to make it sound for all. But yeah, I like doing audios for both. That's why I continue to do them. 9. Do you ever find yourself getting aroused from the content you make? No. Oh, no, no, no. Editing my own voice? No. Mm-mm. I know that you guys love it. I can understand why you love it, but I do not love it. I'm not turned on by the sound of my own voice. So, yeah. No. So... That's a big no. 10. Why do you enjoy Fuda so much? Is it the dominating aspect? I've done Fuda without domination. I don't think it matters either way. I enjoy Fuda probably for a lot of the same reason you guys enjoy having a dick. It's just kind of cool to think about actually having a cock instead of having a strap on or using a toy or whatever. It'd be interesting. It's not something I'd want 24/7 probably, unless I had to have it 24/7, but I really do like my clit. But I think it's just interesting, the aspect of a woman having a cock and still being a woman. Not some people tend to, I guess, apply this to trans women that are no-op, and I don't believe that that's what Fuda are. Fuda are a magical creature. Like, they're born this way. They're just, they have a cock, they have boobs, they have all the parts. So it's just one of the quote-unquote monster girls that I like the best. 11. Has there been an audio that has either mentally or physically drained you? Yes. I did a series called Breaking Mommy Completely, or Completely Breaking Mommy, that is no longer out there, but it was a lot of self degrading content. It's not out there anymore because the writer is a big asshole. And I didn't think that he deserved to have it out there anymore. Plus, I really didn't like how I was in that. I also once did an extreme self-degrading audio for, this is how I added that to my no list, for a private commission that I had trouble editing, that I hated it so much. So, yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, a lot of audios will challenge me and drain me. It was challenging to play virgins at different times. The nerdy, neurotic, and needs to be fucked one was one that was definitely challenging. First girl, I recorded live, not understanding how many tone changes were in that audio. But yeah, that was a challenge as well. I try to reach out to scripts that that challenge me more. When I first started combining narrative with first person, that was a challenge. But I think just, you know, you don't challenge yourself, you don't grow. So practice and move on and make practice makes perfect, I guess, but I don't believe in perfect. So I just say practice, you know, and you get better. And yeah, that's that. Let's see. 13. How do you make your sound effects? Wow. So I have a whole audio on Patreon on how I make my sound effects. It's a back behind the scenes audio. So if you want more details, yes, go listen to that. But yes, I do suck on a dildo. But yeah, I talk about how all of my sound effects are made in that audio. So I'm not going to repeat myself here. So just go listen to behind the scenes on Patreon. And it will tell you about how I make all my sound effects. There you go. 14. Do you find it difficult to be a one-woman show handling all that is Jay Wild, recording, editing, posting, promoting, etc.? I'm not actually a one-woman show. I have one employee who does my video editing, runs my website. He does a lot of stuff for me. Has helped with the promotion stuff, has helped come up with ideas. He's the one that pushed me into doing OnlyFans. This Nocturnal Conspiracy. He's my right-hand guy for sure. And one of my best friends. So I'm mostly a one-woman show, but yeah. And then I also have a bunch of people on my Discord server who are nice enough to volunteer their time here and there to either... look over scripts for me. I've had a couple people edit stuff. One lovely lady puts my AMA questions in order for me. She's wonderful. What else? Yeah. I get a lot of help. I just don't have, I guess, the clerical help that I could use. That's the difficult part, actually, is keeping track of everything and all the notes. But, I use a program called Notion now, and that actually helps a lot because it's all in one area. But yeah, it can be difficult, but at least I do have some support. And that's good because I don't know if I could do all of this without it. But yeah, I mostly do majority of my own editing. A lot of the videos you see on YouTube have been edited by Nock. And he will edit the audio and the video, so... because he's kind of awesome that way. But yeah. So it's difficult, but not impossible, I guess. Okay. Can't let the coffee get cold. 15. Do you ever envision having a dedicated recording room / space outside of the closet? This is the recording room / space I will have in this house if we ever move. This house is just not built for making a recording space. So if we do move, then I will build a recording area. My husband is already behind me on this and supports me on that. But yeah, for now, this closet works well, and I'll continue to use it for now. 16. Are there any voice actors / actresses you wanted to collaborate with but have not yet had the chance to do so? I have done a shit ton of collaborations. I'm sure that some will come out with new voices that, you know, go like, oh, hey, I should really collaborate with them because they're awesome. But at the moment, collaborations just kind of fall into my lap. I don't seek them out for the most part, unless somebody writes something specifically for me and then asks me to find voices to fill it. And then I try to give new people a chance. But yeah, I don't really, I don't really have anybody like, oh, I haven't collaborated with them yet. Nobody's really on a list. Do you have a favorite voice actress? Not really, or actor, I guess. I don't listen to a whole lot of audios. I do have a lovely gentleman whose voice is my favorite, but he does not publish his voice. So, yeah, I'm not... I actually don't listen to a huge amount of audios, but the ones that I do listen to, I like. I do love Marky Monroe's voice from Twitter. She has a wonderful voice, even if she thinks she doesn't. Molly is great. I love her work as well. But yeah, I don't go out of my way to seek out audios if they land in my lap or I like them, then yeah, that's kind of where I'm at. I've been in the business so long. Listening to audios is like more like listening to work. You start finding the flaws or where they could have done this better or that better, or, oh, there's too much background noise, or you get nitpicky. So I'd rather just have a live voice, and I have enough of those. So 18. Do you subscribe to other creators, Patreons, or OnlyFans? Yes, I do. The only Patreon that I subscribe to is the Kinks and Conundrums podcast, to try to support them so that they stay on the air, because I like that podcast. But I follow a lot of patrons that are friends of mine or that I want to see succeed. And then also I follow a lot of free OnlyFans. I've gotten a couple of gifted OnlyFans memberships for a little bit. And there's a lot of great content out there. If I had more time to consume it, I would probably follow more people for sure. Okay. 19. Coffee. From when you first started recording for a friend to having recorded hundreds of audios, how has it changed your life? And if you could change anything that happened, what would it be? Well, there's a few people, and I will not name names to be nice, that I would have never collabed with. I believe they were just using me, and they're not very nice people. Other than that, there's not much that I would change. There's a few friends that I wouldn't make along the way, or people I wouldn't trust, but that's all more background stuff. It's definitely changed my life, because when I first started this out, I actually had a part-time job outside of being a mom, and this now is my part/full-time job instead, and I'm very happy to be able to do this instead. So yeah, that's really how it's changed. But I don't think that I would go back and change a lot, because it's led me to where I am now. And I think that where I am now is pretty sweet. I'm not going to lie. I have a pretty good gig here. Have you ever been recognized in public from your voice? Not that I know of. No one has actually come up to me and been like, hey, you're Jay Wild, aren't you? I haven't had that. I've gotten a couple looks here and there, but I don't know. That could just be me. 21. How do you juggle being a full-time MILF and a full-time performer? Well, I'm not really a full-time MILF, but I am a full-time mom. The ILF part's up to you. A full-time performer. I am, let's just say, I'm extremely good at time management and extremely good at planning and organization. So between those things, I think is why I'm able to get done what I can get done in the time that I have, when other performers may struggle with that. I'm very good at being my own boss. So I make sure that I meet deadlines or exceed deadlines, and that's important to me. So I think that between those two things, like being able to organize things and being efficient, makes it a little easier. Some people go to work because they have to. I go to work because it helps my sanity quite a bit. Being able to do this and not just be a mom is a great thing. Okay. 22. Imagine a world where society is completely unjudging and uncaring about sex work as a career choice. Would you consider other lines of sex work, example, making videos and or dominatrix or escorting, and would there be other things that stopped you? I think a lot of the visual/physical sex work would be stopped by the fact that I have children. I know that there are people that do it. I don't think that my life would support it. And I think that by the time my life would support it, I may be a little old for it. In my younger years, had I figured it out, I would have loved to have been a professional dom. That would have been awesome. Or like a professional edger or something like that. It would have been fun. But yeah, I don't think my life as it is now, even if it was accepted, really would support it well. Okay. 23. Do you see an end to Jay Wild? Meaning, will you ever hang up the mic? One, don't hang up your mic. Just put it on a shelf. Bad for the mic to hang it up. You're going to break the cord. Sorry. did little audio humor. I don't see an end. I think that when I feel like quitting is when I'll stop. I also don't think that when I quit, everything will be ripped down like a lot of other people. I think it'll just stay out there as the retired collection of Jay Wild. But yeah, I don't see an end. I'm sure there will be an end. I'm sure at some point I'll get too old for this shit. but maybe I'll just cut back, or maybe I'll just, you know, I don't know. But I don't have like on 2024 I am ending Jay Wild. I don't have a date at all. So it'll happen when it happens naturally. So let's see, where were we? There we are. 24. What was my favorite job besides audio recording? I have worked so many different jobs. I did always love working in the kitchen. Working in kitchens is always a really good time. But yeah, I don't know if I really had a favorite job. Oh, I guess I worked in a DNA lab for a while and processed samples for paternity tests, and that was kind of fun. The science behind it, and I didn't mind working with blood, so it was pretty cool. That might have been between that and kitchens, I'd say, my two favorite positions for sure. Besides voice acting, what is something you're very skilled or knowledgeable in? I'm a great cook. I'm pretty knowledgeable in flavor profiles and how things work to be able to combine different ingredients to make them taste good. I am also extremely skilled and knowledgeable in copyright law, which has to do with another job that I had. I am not a copyright lawyer by any means, but I do know a lot about DMCA and how to get things taken down and that type of stuff. I've helped some performers in the past get their stuff removed that was stolen. But yeah, that would be probably two things that I'm pretty knowledgeable about. Some games, tabletop role-playing games, I'm pretty knowledgeable about 3.5 D&D. But again, I'm still out-knowledged by a lot of people in my group because I don't memorize a lot of that stuff. Stephen King books, pretty knowledgeable about those. I've read most of them. Yeah. I'm trying to think if there's anything else that I'm really... Organization. I'm pretty good at organizing spaces or information, that type of thing. Yeah. I'd say that's probably... the end of my skills. I would say I'm knowledgeable about coffee, but I just like to drink it. So. Okay. What do I do to de-stress besides orgasming? I play games with friends. I read books, watch shows or movies or that type of stuff. Play role-playing games. Really, I like to just talk to people that I know and have interesting conversations. It's fun to de-stress that way. What are some hobbies or things that I'm passionate about? My hobbies lie in book reading. I read a lot of horror books, Kuntz and King especially. I like Sue Grafton novels. Those are good too. It's like a mystery thing set back in the 80s. Adventure books like, The Borbles or, I'm trying to think of the name of it. It's by Joel Rosenberg. It's a series of, these people who got stuck in the D&D game they were playing as their characters. But yeah, I read a whole lot more before I became a mom. After I became a mom, I watched a lot of TV. I love music of most types. Not a big heavy metal person or country / western. Everything else is pretty much fair game. Probably not heavy rap, but I like some rap. Yeah, big music fan. So this leads us into 28, which is what are some of the movies, TV shows, books, etc. that I like to indulge in. Let's just say they're varied. There's a lot of them. I watch a lot of movies. I used to work in video stores. Yes, back when they had video stores, you know, those plastic VHS tapes that you kids don't know anything about. for those that are younger. But yeah, I worked in a lot of video stores. My mom even worked in video stores when they first started. So I've watched a lot of movies. My sister pretty much stuck me on Alfred Hitchcock when I was young. So I've had horror from the get-go, always read Stephen King, that type of stuff. So music is so widespread. I couldn't even really tell you like a favorite band. I listen to so much different music. It's kind of crazy. So this coffee's going to last the whole time. Pretty excited about that. Okay. 29, dog or cat person. I had cats growing up. I had dogs once I was an adult. And I'd have to say I probably prefer dogs more because of how affectionate they are for the most part. But cats can be good too. They can just be big assholes as well. So I'd say slightly dogs, but both. I'm fine with both. What kind of smartphone do I have? Which is an odd question, but okay. I have a Pixel. There you go. What is my favorite flavor or brand of coffee? I don't really have a favorite brand. I usually go with a particular store's brand that I like. But they have maple bacon coffee is so good. Oh my gosh. I would have never thought it was that good, but it's really good. Bourbon flavored coffee is good too, but maple bacon is probably my favorite flavor of coffee. But yeah, I drink fairly cheap coffee. I actually joined a coffee club. This is Brazilian coffee at the moment. It's pretty good. Tastes really good with amaretto. Okay, this question's really long to read, so let me get a drink first. Okay, I must choose one of the following. This is the last question besides the joke question at the end, which I'll just say. I'm not answering it, but you know. Okay, A, you have really huge breasts. Not like impossibly huge, just the top 0.001% of the biological bell curve. But for whatever reason, you don't suffer from back pain or any of the other physical issues as a result. Which honestly, if they're that big, there's going to be physical issues that you're going to suffer from just by trying to work around them. B, you are a fuda, but your dick grows increasingly larger and more sensitive and you get more horny ad infinitum until you come. Then it resets. You get about 8 hours of normal size and headspace before the difficult to hide size and pink haze of horniness once again begins to take over your life. C, your butt is whatever size and shape you want it to be, whatever makes you feel the best about yourself. But now you find it excruciatingly difficult to come if you've been vaginally or clitorally stimulated within the last hour. Except for some very rare and lucky moments, you can only come from pure anal sex with no vaginal foreplay. Okay, that one seems horrible to me. C, I'm ruling out for the get-go. Although I'd love to have a butt the size and shape I want, I can come like 6 different ways, so fuck giving up all those 5 for that one. Mm-mm. Nope. Sorry. That one's out. The huge breasts, you're still going to have them in the way. Like, you can't have huge breasts and not have them have a physical issue unless your arms are disproportionately sized, or I mean, it would end up with a weird shaped body and then nobody'd want to fuck you anyway. So there you go. Cross off A, so it would have to be B. I do think that I would really hope that I was the type of fooda that had both, because I like getting fucked too and not just in the ass. So if I'm going to be a fooda, please let me have a vagina as well. And I'd take that one for sure. Depending on how things worked with A or B, I mean, if you changed them around some, it'd be different, but only coming from pure anal sex, fuck that. Yeah. And big boobs, while nice, even just enormously big boobs to where they're normal, but they're just fucking huge, are going to get in the way. And yeah, maybe not having the back pain would be nice, but I'll take the fooda dick. The last question, I know, is a joke by somebody who thought they were very funny, and it's very punny, and it's, are you a pilot? Because you're pretty fly to me. So, no, I've never flown a plane. Anyway, so there you have it, and last drink of coffee, and we are done. So there's your Coffee Talk AMA for November, and I hope I answered all your questions, and enjoy the rest of your day. Mwah.